Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller 97 right now. 800-400-3697. You will get a pair of tickets to see Camila Cabello. Turn that up. Yeah. This is a hot ticket. You want to see her? She's at the Chase Center in San Francisco, August 5th, 2020. The tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Your next chance is to win, 1205-305-505. Just call right now. Amy's got the phones. Calling 97. Wins it all.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah, if you want. It's up to you. I love this song. So goofy. And I'm a sucker for the way that you move, babe. She'd take your daughter to this. Doesn't she love this record?
She loves this record, and she's already seen her. This lady opened up for Taylor Swift.
Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
She's still with Shawn Mendes, or they break up after
that? Supposedly. Still see a lot of PDA photos.
Good. Fantastic.
Whatever that's worth.
It's marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah, exactly.
Solid promotion.
Well, could be. Or they're in love.
Oh my God, they're totally in love.
And they're going to stay together for a lifetime.
Forever and ever.
Ew.
Something ew about that.
I have this great story about Obama, and I don't know where it was stashed. So
oh, no.
I can't do it. Sorry.
You want me to try to find it?
He's talking about how many of the problems we're facing today are because there's a lot of old men that won't leave.
Mm.
And he was actually singing the praises of women, saying, I think if women were put in power, the change, it would be a global change for the positive. But him specifically pointing out the men that won't leave, whether it's because they just don't want to be without power or they have too many bills to pay.
Term limit. If they were hungry for power, there should be term limits. It's ridiculous that there aren't.
There's a title here. Obama says women are pretty undisputably better than men.
Yeah,
thank you, Obama.
The article I had was really well put, but I have too many apps here and I open them all up and then I can't go back and find them. I also wanted to report, because you didn't mention it, or if you did, I'm sorry I didn't hear you say it, but it looks like my favorite guitar player is rejoining the Chili Peppers.
I do have that somewhere. I didn't. You know what? I think I sent it to you this morning.
Such a weird thing that the guy who replaced him, who's been there 10 years, and I've basically ignored the Chili Peppers the entire time.
Right.
He's now, they report, he's leaving.
And John Frusciante is coming back.
Is coming back, which that's...
He's got, there's not a guy who's free of problems, although he's, hopefully got it together now. But he was the second guitar player to join the band, was on some of their biggest breakthrough records.
He joined the band.
He's an addict, right?
So he joined the band as an 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing some of his first shows. Nirvana and Pearl Jam opened for the Red Hots when this kid had just taken over guitar. I think Mother's Milk was the album that came out. But anyway, he was a young, like a little, an 18-year-old, they have these little tiny faces.
Yeah.
And at the time, I remember on the show that they did, they're Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yay!
They come out and he comes out holding his girlfriend's hand. Okay?
Yeah.
Onto the stage, he puts her down on the ground by his feet, and she sits there looking up at him adoringly while he plays the show.
Really?
And we're all like, what? And I think, personally, I think he had stage fright, and this was what helped him. Like, you
there
could easily
is.
Be
my
like,
person's there.
I'm singing to her.
There's a total misogynist pig or something, right? But I actually think he was nervous.
Yeah. She was his safety item.
He was a little boy at the time.
She was his safety blanket.
Anyway, yes, you're right. He had a heroin addiction from what I heard. And if you look at pictures of the guy, he looks like a burn victim. And what they say is that
what
he
do
didn't.
You mean?
His arms from shooting heroin are ruined.
Ragged.
He can still play guitar, but he had to have skin grafts done. And the story is that he didn't know how to shoot up.
Mm.
And he was giving himself abscesses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the infections actually got to the point where they had to clean him up and graft skin back onto his arms.
Mm.
But he's been clean a long time.
Right.
According to
his sources that know.
Right. So, and for him to rejoin the band means they've got a good album coming.
Well, listen, he is a,
musical genius is what he
is. He's such a unique player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of his little riffs, like, you take them for granted now because you've heard the Chili Pepper songs a million times, but you just, then when you really sit and think about it, it's like, who noodles around, comes up with that and makes it a riff? Like, he's amazing.
Yeah, he is. You're right. So that's, you hearing something click in and out? Maybe it's just me.
No, I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's my headphones.
Oh, I don't know, Ben.
It is this thing. Yeah, it's this thing. Okay, sorry, everyone.
Sorry.
It's not you, it's me. Anyway, that was one of the good news stories I wanted to report. Was there another one? I can't remember. All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Here's a few of the things that you sent us.
All right.
Vinny, that's not right. It's Steph Curry. Steph's okay. If you know, look, if there is a, what do they call that, Mount Rushmore of athletes, sure, mm-hmm. Steph's up there.
Uh-huh.
But so is Madison Bumgarner, and he's leaving town.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm, you know, seem a little injured by it, it's because I'm injured by it.
So rounding out the four on there, are we talking about Joe Montana
and
Steve Young,
sure.
Maybe?
Well,
I mean,
that's, I'm
careers,
sure the Raiders yeah. fans would be like, what? What about Kenny Stabler?
Mm-hmm.
There's Dave Casper was a guy who was a superhero for the.
All right, so you're saying just one 49er and we'll put one
well,
Raider up
I'm
there.
Well, I'm just trying to say, while I'd say it's Steve Young or Jerry Rice is a better choice.
Maybe we put like 10 on our Mount Rushmore.
All right. It's pronounced organic coop.
It's not. Thank you, though, for your time.
Mm-hmm.
It's spelled coop. COUP, but it's coup, like a coup d'etat or something.
Yeah,
so
they told us.
It's a takeover, an organic takeover. It's spelled coup.
They're playing on words there. Damn. And
get it?
But I get why you think that.
That person has written many times.
My husband is an Apple guy, knows anything and everything about Apple. He wears his watch in the water all the time, including his showers. No, I wear my watch
That's
in the
we're
ocean
talking about
too.
Rolexes.
I'm talking about, like, for example, I went out yesterday. No, it was the day, Saturday, surfing, and I got out fine. It was huge, and I got out fine, and I got some great waves, and me and my friend had the best time. Coming in, the shore break absolutely annihilated me. And if I was wearing a Rolex, the amount of sand that would have been permanently embedded in a $6,000 watch
right.
would have been ruinous. Mm. Like, if only to my spirit.
Right.
Like, oh my God, I've ruined this thing, you know?
It's like it got sandblasted. we were talking about the Apple stuff. We were talking about wearing fancy $6,000 watches that, yes, they can go in the water. Should they, though?
Right. Yeah, I wear mine in the ocean all the time.
Sure.
I love it. My Apple Watch, I should
Does
say.
Does the band get all gross and
No, this
wet and...
this band's made of rubber, so
perfect.
It doesn't. It's all good. It's fine.
And then there's actually a function where you can make it squirt the water out.
Yes, you do. It spits the water out of these little holes and it comes and it clears the speaker. Yuzi, this is not really for air, and I know you're more familiar with this than Sarah, but I'm finding it really hard to sit on bar stools in a skirt. Any tips?
Oh, I wrote that first back. I said, well, you could sit on your jacket, or I will sit on the jacket, or I'll sit on my hands, or just cross your legs.
I don't get it. What's the problem with sitting?
They say it's too slippery.
Oh.
Right. Just pull so the skirt up so your legs are and butt cheeks are fully exposed.
Right. There you go.
Then it just and then you're sticks. Then your body sticks.
Yeah, and
right
then you're sitting
stool
on a disgusting no bar stool with yeah your naked butt.
It's not disgusting.
Yeah. I just sit on my jacket a lot. Yeah. But I do sit on my hands a lot, too.
I have an idea. Don't wear skirts anymore. Ugh.
Oh, man.
Don't say that.
I never wear a skirt. Ugh, you couldn't pay me enough. You could. I'm actually easily yeah bought. I take that back. If you're making offers, I'll hear it.
Vinny, you don't need to call the bank to unlock your credit card. You can do it with most bank apps on your phone. I just looked it up because I would love to get the app. Although that's just probably, there's one. I don't know if it will do that function that mm-hmm we're talking about. But then it probably opens me up to being hacked and robbed. So
right, because all your info has to go into that too.
Right. A lot of people wrote in that said that Shaq may have a distinctive smell, and that's why Stevie Wonder was able to pick him
that's
out.
That's a great point. Like, he wears a certain cologne.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How funny, though, to walk in there, Stevie Wonder's, hey, Shaq. Oh, how'd you know it was me? Your cologne.
Sex juice, LOL.
That was the funniest text we got all day.
Well, this one.
Just think, if we had mugs and T-shirts, we'd pick out the best quote of the day.
I don't even think that you can say the one
probably
that I circled
not let's
there
have a look. Oh.
Can you say that? I don't think you can.
Josh sauce? Yeah, I can say it. It rolled right out of my mouth.
I hated Marriage Story. Threw in the towel 2/3 of the way.
Oh, boy.
Too long and unconvincing. Mm. Saw Marriage Story last night. It was boring and odd.
Mm.
I do love Adam Driver. He's interesting and strangely hot.
He is. Can't really put your finger on why he's hot. But he is.
I think he's interesting. Like, he's...
Well, I remember thinking, what a weird, ugly person when I saw him on Girls. And by the end, I'm like, oh, I love him so
yeah
much.
He's not traditional good looks, but he's got... it's very interesting is the way to put it. Will someone please explain Danielle's birthday outfit?
Oh, it's inexplicable. And that was just one of the many that she wore that night.
Is that the one that you posted, like, 10 blurry pictures of?
Yeah, she was just like, you know... I go, pose for me, girl. Took a million pictures of her.
Is that on your Instagram?
It is. It is.
I'm gonna have to go look at stuff today.
But that was the first outfit I saw. Just like feathers and like this sort of wrap thing. And then when she got on stage with her band, I'm telling you, she was in hot pants and those fishnet stockings. And she like put her leg out and like all the muscles ripped. I'm like, look at that girl.
Yep.
Look at her. She's my hero.
408 says,
Danielle.
Normal people drink a full drink, not half of one. Just saying.
That's right. I'm normal. Drinking a full drink.
Or 10 of them.
Or 10, whatever. Not in January.
Vinny, if there can be butt dust, then there can be sheet juices. Okay, I'm not saying there's
no. We agreed that there were sheet juices. It's fine.
But butt dust is for real.
I don't know how dusty it is. I mean, it seems, you know.
Look, I'm going to tell you, you never live with dudes. So I'm going to tell you, this is the official definition of the butt dust, butt crumbs, whatever. There's certainly more.
Yeah, crumbs sound more likely than dust. Dust reminds me of like a dry and arid place. That seems swampy, you know?
I have, in houses I've lived in where there's multiple people using the toilet, come to the toilet seat and seen on the back side, the back of the seat. So here's the U. It's like, on the back.
So like blowout.
It's where you're sitting down and it's behind
gotcha
you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Right at the crack.
Right.
Right. Top of the crack, baby.
That's right.
People who take care of their cleanup while seated by just moving a butt cheek up are creating these crumbs that come off the toilet paper that sit on the toilet seat.
Mm.
And they don't think to wipe them off. So they leave and there are crumbs right there on the back of that. You walk up and you're like... Oh my God, I'm going to barf. This person has left butt dust all over the toilet seat.
So is there like a little, like a compressor in there? You go, psst.
No, what I think needs to happen, first of all, is you need to look back and see that if you've left those, wipe them off.
Yeah.
Please.
We have a duster right here by the toilet.
Or another piece of toilet paper. Just scoop them off.
Just be
the
cognizant of the mess you're leaving.
You're leaving
behind.
Butt dust behind on the toilet
Don't
seat.
Don't do it. Pick up your dust. Ah, disgusting. That's
boys
for
disgusting
you right there.
Vinny, did you notice Jim Norton has a small part in The Irishman? He is the stand-up in a club about halfway through the movie. He doesn't quite look like himself, but I noticed right away. I didn't notice that.
Do you remember the scene?
I don't. Oh. But there's, you know, it's old-timey.
Right.
And 3 hours.
Yeah, this. I get up. I was up and down.
Well, you're a guy with
around.
A laptop and an iPad and everything. No matter what you're watching, you've got four other screens going.
Yeah, I'm just not. I'm not that into TV, to be honest with you. Mm. I'd much rather be outside doing something fun.
It's nighttime. You got to stay in for now.
Anyway, I'm out of time. Thanks for those texts.
Take a quick break.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being a part of our world today. We appreciate you listening every minute you give us.
Yep. You're not dismissed.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying you were part of our world for the morning, and now you get to be part of our world in the middle day.
Oh,
and
you're
the
looking at me. I'm
too.
Like, do I have to stay?
No, you
planned
another
today.
Shift,
I got stuff to do.
I'm just saying, everybody, thanks for being part of our world, but you are not dismissed.
That's right. Keep it on Alice all the live long day. This is a 24/7 operation over here.
Right.
We are just going to crank out the obsessions at you. More rock that never stops.
Oh, rock.
You know, right. Rock songs. Hello. Listen, we got a big week in store for you. Tons of great stuff being given away on the station all day long. We got Camila Cabello tickets. We've also got California's Great America's Winterfest. Those are all day.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it here on Alice all day, and we'll catch you back
here. I heard Jane has a big surprise for you today.
Oh, is that so?
She actually does have a couple contests going on today.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And a big surprise.
There you go. Keep it here on Alice. Why would you go anywhere else? Meet you back here tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.